If you have your Bible this morning, you'd like to turn with us to Amos chapter 7. Amos chapter number 7. Amos chapter number 7. The Bible says in verse 1, "Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, He formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the later growth, and lo, it was the later growth after the king's mowings. And it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord God, forgive, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. The Lord repented of this, it shall not be, saith the Lord. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, the Lord God called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and did eat up a part. Then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. And the Lord repented for this. This also shall not be, saith the Lord God. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. And then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise again the house of Jeroboam with the sword. And then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Then answered Amos and said unto Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdman and gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel. Now therefore hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Thy wife shall be an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line. And thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of this land. I'd like to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought of standing with God. Standing with God. We see Amos here as he begins to teach us here and begins to instruct us on the things that God's showing him. He begins to tell us some things that I don't believe even the children would know about. As he begins to minister the Word of God and minister things of God, they didn't even realize that the man of God had stood between them and God already. Amen. I won't say God was moving in a mighty way. And he was touching Amos and showing him things that was soon to come. And he began to lay out some things, and he began to show Amos some things, and Amos began to pray and to agonize with God that God Almighty would have mercy on his people. I want to say God, amen, is an almighty God, and I'm glad that they still have some men and women today that'll stand up and agonize with God on behalf of the people. We see Amos as he stood, as God began to tell him and began to reveal to him some things that was taking place. And he said they was going grasshoppers or locusts was going to come on the scene, and they was going to devour all the grasses. He's talking about the second cut. He's talking about that they would need to sustain them through the winter, through the hard times. He said it's coming upon the land. And Amos, stood up and he talked to God on behalf of the people. And he said, Oh Lord God, forgive, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise, for he's small. He said, listen, Lord, this little body of people, this little body of believers, they're not big, and they're not well established, but praise God, I know, Lord God, if you'll just bless, God, if you'll just have forgiveness in your heart. What he was saying, he was intervening for the people with God Almighty, that God would spare them. Amen. And God said, I will.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for intervening prayer, don't you? I thank God, amen. And they still people like me and you, good God believers, gospel believers, I can still stand up and talk to God Almighty. He said, preacher, you really believe that? I know that for a fact. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace. I will say today, that place of mercy, that place of compassion, he said, we can march boldly in today into the throne room of grace and talk to our Heavenly Father. Praise God, and sup with Him and Him with us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about standing with God. Amen. It come time to, the Bible said He began to reveal another instance to Amos. He said, well, I'm going to show, thus said the Lord, verse 4 showed unto me, and behold, the Lord God called to contend by fire and devour it with a great deed, and it did eat up a part. Then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise? For he has smiled. Amen. Listen, he said, Amos intervened again between the people of people and God. He said, oh God, Israel smile. How shall they rise if they find out that you're against them? And God repented of that. I thank God for intervention of God's people. I thank God for the opportunity to pray. I thank God, amen, for somebody that'll stand with God. Amen. Hey, we need to stand with God in these last days. There's adversaries on, there's conflict on every hand. But there's an almighty God that says, amen, I praise God. He said, I'll be with you, I'll be for you. Praise God, I'm glad we serve a God that's for us today. Amen, you say, why is all these things happening? Why is the storms raging? Why are people thinking a vain thing? It's because of the hardness of our heart. But I'm glad there's a God that's a heart softening God. I'm glad we got a God today that's able to move upon you and move upon me. We're seeing controversy all over the place. It's coming into the homes. It's trying to infiltrate where we live. But I'm glad they still a God. I say they still a God. It's bigger than the controversy. Hey, praise God. If we'll do like old Amos and we'll cry out to God, He'll hear our pleas and He'll heal our land.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what He promised He'd do. Amen. The Bible says in verse 7, then He showed. Now notice another revelation, Amos. The Bible said, and thus He showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in His hand.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say everything God does is straight.
Amen.
Amen. There's no crookedness in our Lord. Amen. Everything He does is straight. It's forthwith. Amen. We don't have to guess what side God's on. God's on our side. Praise God. But He draws a straight line. Amen. That we're supposed to follow. But praise God, Brother Bill, I'm glad that He gives us the sense through the Holy Ghost of God to follow in line that God's laid out for us.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord said unto me, verse 8, Amos. Amen. Now listen, watch this. He said, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not go again past by them anymore. He said, listen, said, I'll lay this thing out. And he said, hey, listen, he said, I'm going, Brother Lenny, said, I'm going to lay it out one time. Amen. I ain't going to lay it out. I'm glad, praise God, I'm glad this morning, Brother Austin, that we don't have to rewrite this book. I'm glad it's still true from page to page. Amen. He don't have to rewrite it. He don't have to refigure it. He don't have to try to find another. Praise God. I'm glad this blessed old King James Bible is still the Word of God. It's still, hey, glory. It's still that straight line. And we can follow, praise God, in the power and the Lord of the Holy Ghost if we'll listen to God. Amen. He said, I'll lay out a line. All you got to do is follow the line. Praise God, everything will be all right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I want to say, church, this time God's people got the toe in the line. Amen. It's got time we got to walking straight. You say, preacher, how can you do it? When you come sober before God, amen, you can walk the line. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You know, you can't be drunk on the things of this world, praise God, and walk right. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. If you're sober in your right mind, praise God, you say, hey, preacher, how do I get there? By trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Praise God, He'll help you to walk right and talk right and live right. Amen. Every day. Amen. And He's the same every day. Amen. I like this part He told me, Amos. He said, listen, he said, I will not pass by them again anymore. Amen. He said, praise God, I'm going to do this one time. And I want you to pay attention. Amen. I want you to look and see how great I am. Amen. The Bible said that he stood on the wall. Amen. And he made a wall with a plumb line. Amen. A plumb line was in the hand of God. It's not in some philosophy. It's not in some doctor do nothing. But praise God, it's in the hand of an almighty God to draw a straight line for me and you. And all we got to do, I said, all we got to do is just follow God.
Amen.
The Bible, it's not that hard. The Bible said it's so easy a little child can do it. Do you know why we can't do it today? You know why? Because we rebel against God. Amen. Say, oh me. We're full of rebellion. Amen. The church is full of rebellion. People's full of rebellion. Our homes is full of rebellion. Praise God. But there's a straight line that's drawn by God. And if we'll just trust Him, yeah, He'll help us. But God began to give this. Praise God. He said, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people. Amen. I'm glad God's drawn us a plumb line. Amen. And it's this blessed old King James Bible. Praise God. You can take her to the bank. You can cash it in. Glory to God. Because it's absolute truth. Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, preacher, there's errors in this book. No, they're just errors in man's heads.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with this book. Amen. It's absolute right. Praise God. But what God was doing here, He said, listen, Amos, He said, I'm gonna make them a straight edge to go by. Amen. Listen, you fellas, that's ever built, you ladies, you fellas, that's ever built anything. If you're gonna build anything and build it right, you better get you a straight edge. If you don't start at a straight edge with a straight pace, amen, it'll come out wrong. Amen. It don't matter if you're building a house or sewing you a new dress. If you don't get on the line, if you don't stay on the line, praise God, you'll look like a clown when it's done. But praise God, I'm glad that if you follow the line, if you stay on the line, praise God, you'll come out just exactly the way it was intended to come out.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Listen, if you get, you ladies, I don't know why the Lord wants me to go, but you ladies, you get to trying to sew you a new dress. And I know that's a rare thing in the world we live in. But let me just say, praise God, it'd probably be good if we got back to that. Because we go down to the store and we try to buy these that'll fit us. Amen. And most of the time, they ain't enough of it. Amen. You got these ladies that's standing around all the time and they're tugging down. I tell you what the problem is. You didn't get enough to begin with. Amen. Praise God, if you get enough to begin. And what happened if we don't stay on the line, praise God, we'll come up short. Amen. Praise God. But praise the Lord, when we stay on the line, we stay with God, praise God, we'll never come up short. Amen. We'll come up right where God have us to be. But these people, now this is just the intro. These people didn't even realize the man of God that had already stood up on their behalf. Because you say, well, what happened with these grasshoppers? What happened with this fire? Amen. Listen, the man of God had already intervened so that that never come to pass. Amen. You think about the old saints of God. Mamas and daddies, mamas and papas, brothers, that prayed and were seeking God's face and a whole lot of things that would have been against us, we never had to deal with. Amen. Because some old saint of God had done touched heaven for us. Amen. Had done intervened on our behalf. Praise the Lord. But you always got some old sour belly. Amen. I said, you always got some old sour belly. It wants to contend with everything you do. Amen. God called Amos and sent him over there to preach. Amen. To that little nation, Israel. He said, listen. He said, you go over there and preach to them what thus says the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. You got some old long nose philosophical heretic, praise God, that was in the office, supposed to be a man of God, a priest of God, but he wasn't, amen. What God happened to be, and oh, Amaziah rose up, amen, a priest of Bethel, which means God's house. I don't know who he was, but he wasn't a priest of God's house. God's house will have people that love God and follow the line, praise God.
Amen.
We ain't following the line, we need to check up. Hello? If we ain't following the line, if we ain't told the line, praise God, we need to check up.
Amen.
Amen. You know, an old drunk, he gets pulled over. And the cop get him out on the side of the road. They'll get him over on that white line. And amen. And they'll That's how I want you to walk that line toe to toe. Amen. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know if I could do that sober or not. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, with the help of the Lord. Amen. He helps me to walk straight in the eyes of God.
Amen.
But that old drunk, he'll try to walk that line, and he'll hunt around where to put that foot. He'll hunt around how to put that next foot. And by watching at that policeman, that officer, he knows that there's something up in this man's life. Amen. Listen, I want to say, in the world we live in today, in an introduction, praise God, there's a people watching our lives. And if they can't see us walking a straight line, being true to God, then something's missing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we see here, the Bible says in verse 10 that Amaziah had a confrontation Amos had a confrontation with Amaziah. Amen. Because Amaziah, amen, he's a slandering Amos. Amen. Anybody ever slander you? Everybody ever put you down? Anybody ever talk bad about you? Amen. Praise God, that's all right. I said, that's all right. Praise God. The world ain't going to like us. The world ain't going to like what we do. Amen. If we take a stand, if we walk in a straight and a narrow path according to God, the world will not like it. People around us won't like it. They'll look down on you. They'll call you names. They'll talk about you. But that's all right. Praise God. Just keep on walking straight and a praising God. One day they'll come around. Amen. But he began to slander. Amen. He calls him a traitor to the people. Amen. He lifts him up. He said, Amos hath conspired against you. He tells King Jeroboam, he said, that Amos has conspired against you. Calls him a traitor. Amen. That's how the whole lot of the world call us. If we try to stand upright and live right and act right, talk right, amen, they'll call us a traitor to the cause. Amen. Because they're wrong. They're living in sin. Amen. He calls him a traitor. Amen. He scorns Amaziah, praise God. Amaziah's scorn comes upon him. He said, hey, listen, we don't need this foolish preaching that you're doing up here. Praise God, take that back down there where it belongs. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's what a whole lot of the world is saying. Amen. Amaziah's scorning Amos. He said, hey, listen, I don't want to hear that preaching. You know what he was saying? He said, I don't want to hear the truth. We're living today and our people don't want the truth. The Bible said in the last days they'll believe a lie and be damned. Amen. Amen. People like a lie. People like somebody dishonest more than they like people that tell truth. Amen. I tell you what, I've told you before, I like the truth. I like His blessed old word. I like it just as straight as it can come. I like it straight as air. Amen. Praise God, I like it. Amen. Hey, listen, I like straight preaching. Amen. Hey, listen, you might be able to preach it straighter than I can live it, but praise God, you'll not preach it straighter than I like it. Amen. Glory be to God. I like the truth.
Amen.
Amen. I like the Word of God. Amaziah scorns Amos. He said, hey, why don't you go back down there and preach to those folks back down there in Judah? Go back down the south where you belong. Amen. Praise God. He said, you don't belong up here. He said, you're not one of us. Amen. Why don't you, you don't fit in up here. Amen. That's what's wrong with the world. Praise God. We're trying to fit in. Amen. Said, listen, brother, I didn't come to fit in. I just come to tell you that's gospel truth. And God Almighty loves you. And He's got a purpose for you. And He's got help, praise God, in His wings.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So didn't come to candy and sugarcoat it. Amen. Amaziah said, hey, listen, you go back down Judah. He said, you go down there and you prophesy down there. Amen. Said, you tell it to those folk down here. You know, basically what he's saying, Brother Kevin, said, we don't want to hear it. We got churches that are clearing out today because people say, well, I don't want to hear it. Amen. I don't want to hear that, I'm a bad person, praise God. And I want to say, ain't none of us good, no, not one. Bible said, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God, and without the help of God, we'll never walk that straight line that God's laid out for us. But with the help of God, praise God, we can tow her right along.
Amen.
Amen. And when we defer just a little bit, praise God, God Almighty, through the Holy Ghost of God, will deal with our hearts and put us right on the path.
Amen.
We're talking about that in Sunday school this morning. A whole nation, the liberals and the conservatives, everybody is a hollering morals, morals. I want to say we can have no morals without a conviction. Amen. It takes a convicted power of the Holy Ghost of God to lead and direct and guide us, praise God, in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
Amen.
I'm glad we got a God that'll direct us in the right way. But oh, Amaziah, he says, listen, he said, Amos, he said, you need to go back down yonder and preach it. We don't want to hear it. Amen. Listen, I tell you what, when you get to a place like that, when you get to a people like that, now listen to me, your family, your friends, your co-workers, when they say, listen, don't tell me the gospel, don't give me the gospel, I don't want to hear it. Praise God, they need it the more. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor G? I said, don't give up. Amen. Don't give up, praise God. Just keep a telling them, amen. You say, well, preacher, they'll get mad at me. That's all right, praise God. They're not getting mad at you. They're getting mad at Jesus.
Amen.
But I want to say, praise God, you can't get mad at you. The Holy Ghost of God will begin to deal with their heart, and they'll get right.
Amen.
Brothers, I've had a lot of people, praise God, that I've tried to witness to, tried to tell about God, and boy, they got mad at me. I mean, they flew up in my face. But I've also had those same people. A week or a month or a year down the road, they'll call me up and with tears, you could hear them just weeping and away. Maybe come to my house and say, preacher, I need you to pray about this. It ain't something that's gone amiss and I need some help. Amen. And you know what happened? A Holy Ghost of God took that you had to say and used it for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What are you saying, praise God? I'm saying just stand with God. It'll be all right. Amen. Amos stood and he said, listen to me. He said, prophesy down there. He said, don't prophesy up here no more. Hey, could you imagine somebody saying, listen, this is Bethel, this is God's house, but don't prophesy here. Can you imagine, amen, if I come in one Sunday morning, Brother Bill, and I say, listen, this is God's house. I know that. Very fiber of my being because the book says so. But I'm not going to tell you the truth no more. I'm not going to share the gospel with you no more. We're just going to meet together. We're going to make this a little social club. I think that's what a lot of people think church is. It's just become a social club where we get together and every now and then, maybe on a Sunday morning, once or twice a month, and say, look at me. Look at who I am. Oh boy, ain't I desperate? Ain't I looking good? And we go to house feeling good about ourselves. And I want to say a house of God ought to be a place where we come in where Holy Ghost conviction, it stirs in the depths of our soul, points us to a living God.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't got a problem with that. Do you? Amen. I like it. Praise God. I like it. If I'm listening to a preacher, praise God, I want him to plow her deep and try plow her straight. And I want him to tell me what thus says the Word of God so I can line up with God. Amen. Listen, if we line up with God this morning, amen, we follow Him, praise God, He'll lead us in a straight way, in a right manner, praise the Lord. But he rose up, he said, don't you be a prophesying up here in Bethel, in God's house. He said, but listen to what he does. He disallows the power of an almighty God. He said, for this is the king's chapel. He said, this chapel, this church, this place, it belongs to the king.
Yeah.
I want to say glory to God, this place belongs to the king. The King of kings and the Lord of lords, praise God. It's not mine. This is not my house. It's not your house. This is His house, praise God. Glory be to His name. I'm glad it's that way because the Holy Ghost of God, He comes in this place and He touches our heart and He points us toward home, praise God. And we come in, amen, and you may come in down and beat down and downtrodden, but you can go out of here shouting the praises of God.
Amen.
Amen. All those that believe. We just trust in the Lord today. Amen. That's all He wants us to do.
Amen.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Amen. Praise God. We put our trust in Him.
Amen.
He said, listen, said, this is the King's chapel. Amen. We don't need some man of God. Amen. We don't need some man of God to come tell us what we need to hear. This is the King's chapel. We listen to the King. May God, they better listen to the King of glory.
Amen.
But he said, we've already decided what we're going to do. He said, this is not only the king's chapel, but he said, this is the king's court.
Amen.
I want to tell you one thing. One day they'll stand in the king's court. One day they'll stand before a thrice holy God. Amen. Hey, it's not court, but it's a court. And we'll all stand before God, whether we be guilty or innocent. Amen. It'll be depending on whether we've trusted in the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ to walk with Him and live for Him. Praise God. The Holy Ghost of God leading us all the way till we get to the end of the way where we'll come in His way. Amen. I'm glad they ain't two ways. Hey man, they'd be there'd be a line divided somewhere, but I'm glad, praise God, there's only one way. There's only one line. He said it's a plumb line that'll lead us right in to the portals of glory. I'm glad for a line tonight. Praise God. That God Almighty draws.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You can look at a map. I got a new garment last year. My little garment got to where it was just hard to see because it's one of them little ones. So last year, Teresa got me one of them bigger ones for Christmas so I could see it better. But I want to say that thing lies. It's nowhere near as accurate as my old one. Hey man, you'd be going down the road and you say, turn here. You're like, what? Turn here. And you say, I know that ain't right. You keep on. And he says, as soon as possible, make a U-turn. I said, I wouldn't have to make a U-turn if you'd tell me the truth. Amen. If you'd show me the right way to begin with, praise God, I'd be in the right path, praise God. But that thing lies. Amen. Me and my mother, I'll tell you this right quickly, and I'll try to finish. Me and my mother started in West Virginia. We're going at night, and I don't see good at night no more. I know probably none of you have that problem, but as you get older, Brother Chris, you will. You'll get to where you start driving down the road, and you open the door, hold one foot out, feeling for the line. I mean, I'm talking about having a hard problem seeing where you're going. Amen. And me and my mother's going up through there, got up there on 77. We was trucking along, went through the toll booths. Amen. Got up there, and that thing says, just continue straight ahead. Amen. Straight ahead, that ain't too hard to follow. Amen. So I was continuing straight ahead. I come by this tractor trailer running 60 mile an hour. I happened to look up and seen the sign. And he says, I told mother, Mom, this thing's crazy. That's the exit we're supposed to took off. And this stupid thing telling me go straight ahead. That's what the devils are doing today. It's saying, listen, don't pay no attention to this blessed old book. Praise God. Just go straight ahead. Go the way you want to go. It won't matter. But I want to say, glory be to God. It'll get you lost more than you already are. Amen. I'm talking about standing with God. Oh, Amos said, Amaziah said, hey, listen, won't you go somewhere else and tell them the truth? We don't want to hear it. Amen. Let me just say this today, praise God. You go somewhere else and they'll tickle your ear. They won't tell you the truth because they the truth might upset you. Amen. But we're living in a day and an hour that you go to your school and they won't call them little boys and little girls no more because they're afraid they'll upset somebody. While back they was calling our little children purple penguins. Amen. Amen. We need the Word of God. We need a straight walk. We need a straight time. We need a straight life. Amen. Only way you have it, stand with God. Amen. Amaziah said, don't you go on. We don't need that. And Amos come up. He said, listen, I didn't come to give you something, praise God, God didn't already give me. He said, I didn't plan on doing this. Amen. I don't know about you, Brother Austin. I never planned on being a preacher. I went to AB Tech, took auto mechanics 2 years. Amen. I finished up and they said, well, you can't, you're going to have to go back because all this new stuff's coming out. And amen. I went to work in a plant, worked in plant work for 33 and a half years. Amen. Trying to do that. I never had a thought, amen, of preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd planned on living my life and doing my thing best that I could. Praise God. By myself. Amen. What are you saying without God? But all one day, praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost of God began to deal with my heart. He said, I want you to tell everybody you see about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And boy, I tell you what, I began to get that on my heart, being a burden in my soul. But I done everything in the world to get out of that. I run, I prayed, I agonized with God. But God called me. Man didn't. Amen. Amos said, listen, he said, I was no prophet. He said, Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son. He said, I wasn't born to do this. He said, I didn't plan on doing this. And he said, I was out there in the fields and I was a keeper of the sheep. Amen. He said, I was a picker of sycamore fruit. He said, I was a fig picker. It's a special kind of fig, by the way. Amen. Praise God. You know that fig tree is a type of the nation of Israel. Amen. He said, I was a fig picker. And God said, God called me, praise God, and He sent me to do this.
Amen.
He said, I had no desire. He said, I was neither prophet nor son of prophet. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, I was unworthy. Amen. I wasn't fit to do this. He said, prophesy not against the... and the Lord said unto me, go and prophesy unto my people Israel. Amen. He said, go and tell them what thus says the Word of God. Amen. He said, so here I am. He said, I'm not worthy. He said, I ain't the best. He said, I was just a shepherd. I was a vine tender, praise God. A sycamore fruit, praise God. Keeper of figs. But praise God, God called me. Amen. He said, what does he say? He said, I realized the call of God. Amen. You know what's wrong with the church today? We haven't realized the call of God. Amen. Hello? I said, we haven't realized the call of God. He said, preacher, you did. Amen. You're a preacher. You're a pastor. Praise God. And we love you. We're behind you. We got you back. Amen. Yeah, but a lot of times it's way back. Amen. Way back there somewhere. And you could find you if you had a set of binoculars. Amen. But he said, listen, he said, God called me. God saved me out of the world, out of the muck and the mire, praise God. Put my feet upon a solid foundation. Amen. Give me a straight line to follow, and here I am. He had already been a serving God. He had already been intervening for them already. They didn't realize. Could you imagine what happened if he hadn't intervened? Amen. Their crops had been eat up by locusts. Their fields, their farms, their homes have been burnt with fire. Because a man of God stayed straight. Because he seen that plumb line.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. He prayed down help from God. Amen. He realized. He said, I'm a prophet. But he said, I'm a prophet of God. He said, I didn't come. I didn't call. I didn't volunteer for this. God called me and He sent me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He says, let me clarify that for you. Amen. He said, I ain't here, praise God, for you. I'm here because God sent me, amen, for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, we're not here. Amen. I'm not here for you. I'm here because God sent me for you. Praise God. So we see the clarification. Then we see the condemnation. He says, listen. He said, now therefore hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, prophesy not against Israel. Drop not the word against the house of Isaac. He said, listen, you got Amaziah. He said, you say not to prophesy. He said, not to tell you the truth. He said, no, hey. He said, let me just fill you in on a little bit of things that's going to take place. He said, you don't want the Word of God. You don't want the God, the power of God in the house of God. You don't want the Word of God, amen, to touch the hearts of the people of Israel. You don't want the nation to be stirred one more time with the power of God. Let me tell you what's going to happen. He said, condemnation's coming upon you. Amen. Listen. He said, it's going to come to your house. That's a lot of times we say, oh, I wish that old preacher just leave me alone. How does he know what I'm doing? I say, I don't know nothing that you're doing. Amen. I don't have the Facebook. I don't have the Twitter. I don't know nothing about you. Amen. But I know an almighty God who knows where we're at and knows what we need and has help, praise God, for every one of us today. And he's reaching down with hands of love, wanting to pluck us out of the muck and the mire and put our feet upon a firm foundation. He knows where we are today. Amen. He says, listen. He says, therefore, thus saith the Lord. I like it when he says that. Amos didn't say, hey, listen, I got something I want to tell you. Amos said, listen, let me tell you what God says. Let me tell you God's plan for your life. Had a fellow call me the other day. He said, listen, he's a person that needs some counseling. He's a person that's having some struggles. Amen. He said, would you be willing to sit down with this person and counsel them? I mean, they're really struggling. They're hurting, even to the point of maybe wanting to do harm. I said, all I can do is give them the Word of God. Amen. I said, sure, I'd be willing. I'll sit down with them. I'll talk to them. I'll give them. I'll tell them. But thus where it says the word of God. I'll give them help from heaven. Praise God. Amen. God will open the portals of glory. Pour out. If we'll just look for it. Amen. But he says, listen, thus says the Lord. For therefore thus saith the Lord. Thy wife shall be a harlot in the city. He said, Amaziah, let me tell you what. Let me just tell you something. Let me just share a few points with you. And say, we'll just discuss your own home. We'll discuss your own situation. Let me just come down to where you live. He said, listen, if you want to kick God out, if you want to do away with God, if you want to listen, disallow the power of an almighty God. He said, you'll look around in a day or two. You'll look around a little while and your wife will be a harlot. Amen. Said, you'll start to lose your family. He said, it'll begin with your wife. Said, she'll turn from the family. She'll turn to the world and she'll be a prostitute. Said, how could that happen when we turn our minds and our backs on God? Amen. Instead of coming together to draw together, we start pushing away. Amen. When you get away from God, when you get away from the house of God, things start happening. It's out of your control. The only way you can take control, praise God, is get back to where God is. Amen. He said, there's condemnation coming. Your wife will become a prostitute. Amen. So that verse 17 says, your sons and daughters will be killed. It said, the destroyer will come upon them. Look around us today, children. Amen. That's where we're at. Our families are being destroyed. Our children are being killed. They're being sucked into alcoholism and pornography and drugs and alcohol. And the devils are killing our children. Amen. If we don't stand with God. Amos said, listen, Amaziah said, if we'll get back on, if we'll stand with God, God will intervene in all this. Amen. He said, this is what's going to happen in your family. If you say you won't disallow God, you won't keep out God, you don't want part of God. He said, it's going to happen in your home. Your wife will be prostitute, your son and daughter will be killed. Your land will be taken, it'll be divided. Hey, man, we're living a day and hour. Hey, listen, we're living a day and hour. There's people all over this country that don't want you to have what you have. Amen. They want to take what we and what our families and our forefathers have worked for all our life, and they want to take it away from us and give it to somebody else. Amen. You know what that is? That's ungodliness. When somebody thinks they deserve that they didn't work for, that they didn't earn. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I won't say, praise the Lord, what you work for ought to be yours. You say, well, preacher, it is. Yeah, yours and the government's. Amen. You don't pay your taxes, they'll come take it away from you. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God Almighty that gives us something, amen, that no man can take from us. Amen. That's a touch of salvation, that's a touch of Holy Ghost, that's it lives down in our souls. Amen. He said, your land will be taken, so it'll be divided up. He said, not only that, he said, you're going to be taken down, you're going to die a slave in a foreign land. Amen. Now you think about that. He said, you're going to die a slave in a form of, listen to me, children. Children, go listen to me. This is not our home. We're just pilgrims a-passing through. We're headed for a city whose builder and maker's God. We're headed for a place called heaven. Amen. We're headed for a place that's prepared for those that's prepared for a place. Amen. Glory be to God. But if we ain't careful, we'll die, amen, in a foreign country. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we're all going to die. Hey, listen, these old bodies will decay and go away, praise God, but the soul of man never dies. Amen. This soul that I have, praise God, it's bought for the price. It belongs to God, and one day He's going to call it home. Amen. Amen. One day in a little while, we're going to go out of here to be with Him. And the Bible said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about standing with God because we know there's a straight line and it's straight into the portals of glory. He said, listen, I'm Uzziah. He said, this stuff's coming upon you and your family, your children, and the nation of Israel if they don't repent and turn to God. You know how Amos got a hold and touched the heart of God, to cause God to not do what he said he was going to do? Because he repented. Amen. Because he was right in his heart and he shook the face of God. And God says, okay, so I'm not going to do that. But I'll show you what I can do. You know, in the volume of the book it's written, hey, listen, we know what God can do. Let me just share this with you and I'm done. The Bible says, Brother Austin, that one Peter said one day in a while, he's going to melt it with a fervent heat.
That's it.
One of these days, God's going to purge this earth. He's going to do it with fire. He's going, God, Ranger, you think God could really do that? Look at Australia. They showed a global picture of that from a satellite in heaven. And it looked like the whole nation, the whole country of Australia was on fire. Amen. You couldn't hardly pick out any spots on it that wasn't. They said it burnt millions and millions of acres. You know why? Because God says, you know what? I'm tired of the foolishness. I'm tired of the sin as a nation that once knew God. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, he said they turned their back on God. They forgot that He was God. Amen. I want to say today, there's an almighty God. Amen. Praise God. There's a God of judgment. There's a God of... But He said, if we'll stand with God. What's that mean? That means we stand on His side. Amen. It means we pick a side and we go with God.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, church. This is New Year. This is 2020. We ought to have perfect vision this year. Amen. To be able to look out, praise God, and see that there is a God and He's real. Amen. He wants to help us. He wants to come alongside. He wants to love us and draw every one of us unto Himself. But I want to ask you a question. I said, how many, you said, preacher, I'm with God. I'm saved. Are we living life in such a way that people around us are seeing it? That they're coming to God too? Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Amen. Listen, church, it's time for us to be about our Father's business. It's time for us to be a walking and talking and living and acting in a way, praise God, that's pleasing to God. So that our youngins, our families, our friends, our co-workers can see Christ in us, the blessed hope of heaven, and they'll come alongside us and go with us. Amen. That we can lead them the path of righteousness for His name's sake. I'm not about standing with God. Amos said, listen, I don't know what you got to say, Amaziah. He said, all I can do is just stand with God.
Amen.
Amen. All we can do today, church, is just stand with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we'll just stand with Him, if we'll stand for Him, He'll do the rest.
Amen.
Amen. Because He's already finished all that needs to be done. Amen. And we can just trust in Him and live for Him, praise God, and like what we're getting, amen, glory, and praise Him and give Him glory for everything He does.
Amen.
Amen. Because He is God. We've seen God do wonderful, marvelous things in this little body of believers. Amen. Listen, you got up this morning and come to the house of God. That's the touch of God.
Amen.
Amen. It took God to make that possible. So because God did that for us, you know what we ought to do for Him? Just stand with God. Amen. It's come time. We're a place. There's a straight line been drawn. And it's time to just stand with God. It's time to just walk with God. It's time to just stay with God. When the whole world's burning down around us, what do we need to do? We just need to stay with God. He's showing us what it could be like if we walk with God. I got to thinking, Brother Austin, about those fires over in Australia. And people are running here and there. And people were riding bicycles. And little animals is coming up to them to get a drink of water. I'm talking about wild. This ain't in a zoo. These are wild animals that's coming to people for them to give them water, for them to take care of them, for them to mend them up. Amen? But I want to say that it's time for God's children to come to Him, just like these little animals, man, for Him to help us, to give them that drink of water, for Him to mend us up, for Him to make us better. Amen? In the perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ, standing for God in these last days. Amos said, listen, he said, I'm just standing with God. You may ridicule, you may put me down, but said, listen, we're just going to stand with God.
Amen.
I want to ask you this morning, are you standing with God? Do you want to stand to God? You want to be that God had? That meant, would you like to just stand with Him? I'm not talking about walking along behind Him, but I'm standing with Him. Being followers of God. Standing with God. Doing what God have us do, being what God have us to be in these last days. Because people are watching us all around. They see us. They see us. So what about you this morning? Where are you at? Amen. Praise God.